You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
And you gotta thank God for God. You gotta thank blessing. Thank bless for God. God thanks bless.
Yeah, you're just hilarious.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6 ML.
Yay. Hey guys, thank you for joining me today on another Tuesday afternoon edition of the Madhouse Radio live show. Thank you very much. I am Carlito. The website is madhouselive.com, where you can join us in the chat room, subscribe to the podcast, check out various things that are there. Thank you. Off my back. All right. I did not buy the newspaper this week. So, in lieu of doing newspaper calls as I do every Tuesday, late morning, early afternoon here, I just got some stuff that I've been sent from various people. MPSA Cobra sent some job listings that he ran across. They are older. They're from last week, but we can try them still. Some of them might be good. And various other numbers that I've got here. Dialer will be joining us at the top of the hour, and he has some ideas as well as some numbers. His hetero life mate, Bobby, will be joining us as well. Hopefully. He has expressed interest, and I have extended the offer. All right. Yes, Dialer confirming he has a lot of numbers, what he calls mad numbers. I get it. Here's the first one, guys. This is going to be a coffee place, I think? That's my best guess, is the same bean is a coffee place. But it has bean, right? Baby, baby, bean. All right, so we'll try to give them a call then. I might have dialed the wrong number. Ruh-roh.
Mount Vernon School District.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
It's good. Yeah, you have you've got like a maintenance position there. You know, is that still open? Maintenance work?
No, it's not.
Did you give it to a Mexican or something?
I don't know.
Oh, you're a white person, right?
No, actually, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
I could transfer to human resources if you'd like, and they can tell you what if somebody's been hired or not.
Oh, does that person, will they be a white or a black?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Let me transfer you, okay? Just a moment.
Oh, hey, what were you? What are you?
I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable answering that question. Just a moment.
Are you Hispanic? Do you consider yourself Hispanic?
Just white? A moment.
Are you white Hispanic? White Hispanic. That's what I am, is white Hispanic.
Hi, you've reached Grace Arnold in the Classified Personnel Office of the...
White Hispanic. Okay, well, here, this is the sentient being. This is the right one. I had already copied that number. My bad. But here we go. Yeah, hey, I saw that these beans here that you got are good for your heart. Do you have that one?
Sure.
Do you have that one that Dr. Oz is talking about that is good for your heart?
Well, just one second. Let me check on that.
Okay.
No, we don't have the kind that Dr. Oz was talking about.
That the one he said they're very good for your heart, your vascular system, it said. It's very good for the heart, that the more of them you have, the more gas you pass and the better you feel. And he said to have these beans with every meal, he said.
Sure.
Yeah, they also call it the magical fruit in Africa, apparently they were saying. There was a the magical fruit. There you go. Beans, the magical fart. What the are good for your heart or magical fruit? One of my favorite poems. It's a very deep.
Thank Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, sister. How are you?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was concerned. Now, I'm here at the urinal, and I can smell the coffee that I drank earlier this morning. Is that normal? Hello? All right, let's do some more pranks. Let's do it. Yeah. Now, if I could only fix the problem with the copy-pasting the numbers with Skype, we'd be in really good position here. Here's Big Swordfish. Again, these Monday shows, I'm like really silly. I have a beer or two when I get home from work. I get home from work around 8:30 in the morning. I have a beer or two. I listen to some old prank calls. So I get in the mood, and I come on, usually with a newspaper calling the classifieds. Today, just
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Looks like that restaurant, Big Swordfish, is out of business. That's the kind of economy we live in. Anyway, what I'm getting at this is, I take it easy. I take it easy. You know what I mean? Here's the American Legion. What is the American Legion anyway? I just know it's a fraternity group of some kind of people. I wonder if they're involved with the Illuminati. Let's find out, guys. Yeah.
American Legion, this is Dan.
Hey, the American Legion is like a fraternity of men, like-minded American citizens, or what is it exactly?
It is basically a social organization for former military.
So I have to be former military and a straight man and all that to be in it, and white race, Christian?
Nope, you just have to be active or former military.
All right, so, hey, now, I understand, all right, like, all your groups, you have some evil stuff, right? Like, the American Legion, is it involved with the Illuminati and all that? Why is it so loud there?
Pardon me?
Why is it so loud?
What do you mean loud?
There's all this noise, like a train's going by. What is that noise where you are?
I have a fan on, but that's about it.
Can you turn that fan on down for a little bit?
It's really not making that much noise.
Your connection's really bad, sir. Anyway, God. Listen, it sounds like you're calling to McDonald's or something. Like in the where the fryers are.
I have a good connection on this end. If you want to try calling me right back, maybe there's a bad connection.
Listen, are you guys involved with the Illuminati and Bohemian Grove and stuff like that? Because that's what I'm interested in.
I'm not aware of any connection there.
Do I have to take a blood oath to join the American Legion? Can you tell me the secret about the book, the book of the American Legion? Can you tell me? Like, your plans for world domination, what are they?
Sir, we're simply an organization that honors ex-military.
Yeah, I know you're supposed to say that, but you have to, you know, you guys have an agenda and all that, and you're trying to influence politics and the world governments and stuff?
Maybe that's a question better left to our national organization, if you'd like to call them.
What's the leader called? Is he called like the Grand Wizard and stuff? And he wears a special robe?
No, we don't have that kind of stuff here.
Does the American Legion have any windows in the buildings?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's so you guys are, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know the Freemasons, they do all this bad stuff? They have, like, secret agents and all this, man?
We are not an organization like that.
Oh, were you interested in maybe I can have you come down to Freemasons with me? I want to infiltrate the free fucking Masons.
Good morning.
I want...
All right.
Good. Be quiet. Sir, are you there? Mr. American Legion.
I am.
All right, listen. You know, for the American people, you know, as a former serviceman, you and me, we join together, right? And we'll go undercover and we'll get into the Freemasons.
Sir, if there's anything I can assist you with related to the American Legion, I'm more than happy to, but otherwise I do have a busy day.
We can bring, you know that episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine when there was that evil organization in the Federation called Section 31?
Sir, I'm going to have to go now.
Are you involved with Section 31? He's involved. Dunya, hey, what's up, Big Bobby? Hey, Bobby. Hey. Bobby. Bobby.
Yo.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's happening?
What are you? Are you driving? What are you doing?
I was just listening to you to harass people, you know.
Oh, cool, man. Cool. All right. You sit down. Are you driving or what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm driving, but that's okay.
You're like Milkman, driving around. All right.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. We got a job here for residential painters with a minimum 5 years of EXP.
Okay.
All right. You have to have transportation and valid driver's license, everybody. I'm going to do this. Bobby, if you want to do a prank, you holler at me, and I'll give you one, all right, whenever you want. Whenever you want, man. That's what I try to do. Here's what I'll try for the now. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's not going down like that. And that number is busy. Right. Hey, Bob, can you do something about your noise, Bobby? It's really bad.
What kind of noise do you hear?
I hear road noise.
Probably my air conditioner.
And wind noise.
I just turned it down. I don't know if you can hear it still.
Not at the moment. We'll see.
You probably hear the truck also.
Oh, yeah, you got a truck. Yeah. You gotta get Bluetooth.
I'm almost where I'm going. I'm only like 5 minutes away.
There's this Bluetooth.
I'm mute. I'm mute until then. Here, I'm mute.
Okay, fine, whatever. There's this Bluetooth headset that a lot of truckers use. You know the one I'm talking about? It's like $100-something bucks or something. But it's really
popular. I have them. I have one, but you can't use it on Skype.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Yep, you can only use it during regular phone calls.
What the fuck? Oh, I wonder if there's a way around that. That's crazy. Yeah. What's that called? Isn't it like, I don't know. I've heard about it, and I've heard really good things of it, but it's expensive as all fuck. But
it's a mixture. I mean, these things shake, rattle, and roll, man, when you're driving them.
Yeah.
So, like, you get a mixture of all the, you know, the whole cab noise and then the air conditioner because it's 95 degrees here today. So
I couldn't do that, man. I don't know how you do that. That's a scary-ass job. I'd be so scared, man. All those people all pissed off and cutting you off and shit.
Oh, man. Nobody has respect for truck drivers. I mean, especially where I live, nobody has any respect. They just, you know, cut me off and whatever.
Yeah. Did you say that at least once a week you see a woman playing with herself on the highway? Was that accurate?
Yeah, I do that too, you know.
Wow. That's crazy. So women do it that often when they're driving around that you see it on average once a week.
You know, probably, I swear, probably at least once a week. You'd be surprised. Just be driving along, you know, minding your own business. You look down and it's like, what the hell?
Wow. I didn't know that was the thing.
And actually, it's too good, though, because they'll speed up and take off.
Yeah, because they realize you're sitting over them looking, and they're like, okay, gotta go. Yeah. Good times, man. Good time. This number continues to be busy. There's natural foods. Damn it, man. All right, we're going to call this floor. We're going to call the floor covering company that's down the street.
Oh, we do this high up, yeah. Okay.
What? Okay, yeah. Anyway, floor covering, guys.
Floor covering.
Yeah, this is floor people. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Hey, honey, baby. You know, if you keep going down the street, you know, there's that natural foods place, like around where the American Legion is.
Mm-hmm.
I keep calling him and the phone is busy and it's an important emergency.
Oh, sorry, I can't help you.
Well, hey, wow, what a bitch. I'm going to tell her she's a bitch.
Bitch.
Door covering.
You're a real bitch for doing that, you know? You could even just let me explain what was happening.
I'm sorry, I don't even know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to you now, asshole bitch. Why did you just
excuse me in your language? I did not answer the phone a while ago.
Labia.
I don't even know who you were talking to.
Labia, vaginal opening, secretions, vaginal secretions.
Take us off your list.
Ejaculation. take us off your list. Yeah, yeah. She's on it. That was a sales call, lady. Yeah, take us off your list. All right, we'll take you off our prank call list. Fair enough. All right. Sorry, ladies out there listening. I just got upset because she was bitch. You heard she was bitch. Even Bobby said bitch there. Bitch. Trinity Foundation missionary. Whatever the hell that means. That sounds like a bullshit created in order to get around taxes. What do you think there, Bobby? That's what I say. That's what I say. Trinity Foundation.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme. You got to sell this shit to all your friends and family. You need 3 friends. That's all you need.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Trying again. That's going to a cell phone. So, yeah. Flim flam business. Not looking bright here. No answerings. All right, here we go. You got flowers. With a U, the letter U. Attaway. Because U comes before Y in the phone book, motherfucker. And that means shit in this town we're going. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with?
Says pretty loud over there, huh? Stupid.
Yeah, we're having a big time.
Yeah, you gotta have a good time, you know. You get over there, you sniff some flowers, and you make a tea, and it's like...
That's right.
It trips you out.
Right.
You got any angel trumpet?
An angel playing? I don't.
Angel trumpet.
An angel trumpet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I've got the calla lilies, or is that what you may be calling the trumpet?
Yeah, those.
Where it comes up like a trumpet? Yeah, I've got those.
Yeah, you can boil those, you know, and you make a tea and you drink it, you get real fucked up, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought maybe that's what you were doing. Hey, I'll show you how to do it. Do you have like a hot plate?
No, but, I don't have time to do it, but can I help you send some flowers somewhere?
Yeah, well, I need as many of those as you can get, so I want to make a lot of this tea and sell it to my friends and family. And I'll bring you some of the tea, man. You drink, like, you take, like, one little cup of this tea, man, and you're just like, yeah, chilling, man. It's like, you don't feel any pain. Yeah, I'm finishing off some right now, man. I got this buzz in my body and I can't feel any pain, man. And I understand how you do those things with the papers now, man.
Yeah. So then you want to buy calla lilies?
Yeah, I'm going to dry some of them and smoke them, and the rest of them I'm going to make a tea.
We've got pink, white, and yellow.
Oh, the yellows are the best ones, yeah.
Yeah, those all come in on Thursday. Today we only have white.
We have purple coming in on Thursday. You drink some yellow tea from the yellow ones. Oh, man, you get... You go to sleep, you wake up, you got like a hard-on like all day. You can fuck all you want the next day. You got this hard-on all day, man. And like, you just do really good fucking. It's good. No, she's gone. She's been gone. Fucking. She ain't coming back. She sees the number. She's like, Okay. Finger looking good. Back at
it's lunchtime.
This is the Methodist Church.
You have reached United Methodist Church.
Or we can try different ones here.
No, no, no. All
right. Trying the community center here. This is a Greek community center. Hello.
Hey, Paul, can I help you?
This is the Greek community center.
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Gus.
I'm fine.
God bless you.
May I help you?
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. It took you a while to say that back. Sometimes we need to remember. That's the real reason we're here, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing is for God to bless us and baby Jesus. Yes, I need to know when if you ever rent out this place. I'm looking for a good Greek place to have a Greek event that I want to host. It's me and some like-minded couples. You know, we're going to have some furniture around. Do you rent out the place?
You're going to have some furniture.
Yeah, we're going to bring in some furniture and everything. Yep. It's a Greek event we're having.
What kind of a Greek event, sir?
You start, everyone comes, we just have drinks and talk and get to know each other. We're all a couple. We're all either married or in long-term relationships, and we're all Greek, you know, and we're like-minded. And we talk about things, and then after a while, then there's a punch bowl, and everyone puts their keys in the punch bowl, you know? You know, and then we all take out a different set of keys, and that's who you sit down with for a while. And then it's a good old-fashioned Greek sexual kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, you're just hilarious.
It's, just hilarious. You think she heard that one before or something? She saw it coming from far
away. The key party, you dumb bitch.
She saw it coming from far away, like back when I said a Greek event. She's like, this guy's going to say an ancient Greek orgy. Well, I was trying to get to that. I just made it a key party. a Greek key party at the Greek church's community center. You put your keys in the
pool. Yeah, but he's ready for that.
Yeah. We're calling just like a 1 mile square block in a downtown city on the East Coast here. And I'm looking on the map, finding interesting businesses there, and just giving them a call and saying, yee-haw. Yeah, for some reason, I've been trying that out. Whenever we call churches during the day on these shows, man, they're real standoffish when I say God bless you. I don't know what's up with that. Like, I come from, like, a church where, like, if you say that, you're like, hell yeah, God bless you, you know? You're like, yeah, man, you too, like, real quick. I don't know, maybe that's just the Hispanic culture, but, you know, whenever you say God bless you to someone, you usually get that response really quick. Like a hug, man, like a bro hug. And these white people are just like, white people are like, I think this is a black church.
Too much.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, good, good. Are you an African-American?
Yes, we are.
This is a African black people church, right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure about the church. It's the learning center that you call.
Oh, so the learning center, it's an African learning center, right? You can learn how to start a fire with sticks and all that.
This school is for every and anybody who want to be served by your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right, I can learn how to start fires with sticks and learn about the wheel. All right.
So that lets me know that you're not? That you're not a Christian?
Not yet.
Oh, that's why. You need to call over to the church.
Listen.
Because this right here, you have outgrown the learning center, so you need to call over to the church so you can get yourself right, and then the children that you bring up won't be the way that you are today, because that's what's wrong with a lot of people now. But either way, girl, you have a good day.
Hello?
Oh,
man. Trying to get her attention there. We lost Bobby. Robert is gone. Bobby, call back. I hope you didn't get in a car accident. So there's my theory. Now, the black church, our African-American sister over there, she was really quick. You heard that? Really quick. God bless you. You see what I mean? At the predominantly African-American Baptist church. Funny how I guessed that just from the name, Baptist church.
The Learning Center.
Hey, so this is the Learning Center for the chilling, for the children? Or can you just please not hang up? Please don't hang up. So we're supposed to call over to the church. I don't have the church's phone number. I don't have the phone number for the church. God damn it. Here's one that I think is a predominantly African-American one also, just by the name, Mount Zion Baptist Church. Man, okay. I'm just saying, I'm sure that church, the colors are a lot of purple. That's what I imagine, a lot of purple, and they have a pancake brunch. They got a pancake brunch every week. All right, giving up on Mount Zion here. I'm looking at this part of the town. I think we're starting to get into that part of town because here, the other down the street this way, there's a hand-me-downs thrift store, and there's Martin, and there, yep, is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Yeah, hey man, 50 years from when he made his beautiful "I Have a Dream" speech. Well, I'll see. Yeah, there you go. So I found the African American area of town, the urban cultural center of this town. Sure enough, here's a Baptist church, a different one here. Man, a lot of churches, you know, a lot of churches. I'm sure we'll find some liquor stores here in this zone. We can stick to this area. This might be fun. See if we find the liquor stores are going to start coming up now, you know, and the pawn shop.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Oh, amen. Thank you. And how God bless everyone today. God bless the pastor over there. God bless the church and the building fund, and God bless you specifically.
Well, thank you.
And God bless the telephones that we're talking on right now, because if not, I don't know how I'd be able to talk to you. Yeah, and God bless construction and the houses, so that we can be sitting where we are now at a desk or at my coffee table and calling, being able to talk to each other. God bless. Thanks to God for that also.
Yes, thanks to God.
And thanks God for wood, you know, to build the houses and all that. Thanks God for that. And thanks to God for the glass that goes in the windows so we can be protected.
Yes, thank God for that too.
Thank God for that too. And how is everybody down there?
Everybody is blessed.
God bless that. God bless being blessed, you know?
Yes.
Thank God for being, you gotta thank God for being blessed.
Yes.
And you gotta thank God for God. You gotta thank blessing. Thank bless for God. God thanks bless.
Yes.
God thank bless. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Cool. Nonsense, that nonsense conversation there. None of them are mean. That's got to be a fun church to go to. I bet you they get all into the music and the sermon, man. You feel the Lord when you work. Yeah. God bless you all, everybody. Let's call the thrift store and ask them what that smell of pee is about. I'm gonna tell them it smells like piss. All those thrift stores always smell like piss. I'm convinced everyone pisses on their clothes before they donate them to the thrift stores. God, every time you go into those damn thrift stores, it smells like piss. Let's see, there's a lot of churches here, a lot of Baptist churches. I'm looking here. Here's the Economic Opportunity Authority for the county. The Economic Opportunity Authority. What kind of bullshit is that? That sounds like a bullshit place. How many people are working at that piece of shit? Man, that's stupid.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To reach the Head Start program, please press 6. To reach the Head Start administration, please press 3. To reach Housing Services, please press 4. To reach Energy Services, please press 5. All others, please press 0 to leave a message in our general mailbox. Thank you.
He sounds like he weighs 500
pounds. Answering call. Please hold.
He sounds like he has 20 chins. That guy. 20 chins on that guy we just heard.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, boy?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, God bless you. I was calling about this is now Economic Opportunity Authority. Is that right, or what the?
Yes, sir.
And is this through the government, or what is this?
Hold on 1 minute, okay, sir?
Why?
Hold on 1 minute, okay, sir?
But why first? Yeah, but if you tell me why, yeah.
Because I got somebody on the other line.
Oh, okay, right now? Okay. This is taking so long. It's a bullshit. Here's Eugene Priester. I don't know if that's a guy or a business. It's on MLK Boulevard. Here we go. Here's Gene.
Okay, thank you for holding it. What were you asking, sir?
Oh, hey, honey, baby, how are you? God bless you.
Hello?
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, honey. All right, yeah, I was just asking because this is like, I saw this, and these people were like, yeah, they're going to investigate this equal opportunity employment machine?
So what we're called?
Yeah.
Economic Opportunity Authority.
So what do you do? You create economic opportunities? What do you approve?
We are a community action agency.
But what does that mean? What's action? What action?
We are a community action agency in Savannah, Georgia, sir. We have different departments to help people out in the community.
But what do you do? What departments? What do they do?
What department are you looking for so I can let you know?
I don't know. You tell me, like, what are the popular ones? You don't know?
What kind of service are you looking for?
Well, it's equal. I want to put some money in my pocket.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't help you.
Well, you said equal op. What is it? Economic Opportunity
Authority for Chatham County, Savannah area.
Okay, so there you go. How can I save some money? Something.
We don't do that. We can't put no money in your pocket.
Well, but I don't mean literally, God. I mean, you know, figuratively. Yeah. Do you even know what that means?
What is it that you're looking for, sir?
Can you tell me one component of the organization you're employed for? How you money make?
Early Head Start. We have an Early Head Start department where they keep kids as early as 6 weeks.
For the babies, right? And then for the little kids up until kindergarten, right?
Yes.
And if you meet certain economic criteria. And it was started by John F. Kennedy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Yeah. I know about what else? What else you got? Do you guys?
What else you need, sir?
What about the water machines?
We don't do that.
You don't help out with my water bill machine if I need money?
No. What about
groceries, gas?
No, sir. No, sir.
Can I get some samples of insulin, like samples of medicine?
We don't do that. You probably would need to call the Curtis V. Cooper Center.
Wow, that'd be awesome if there was just one place that did both of those kind of things to help people out.
Yep, it would be.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have a job. It'd be pretty funny. You'd be calling instead of answering the phone. How you money make?
Or, like you calling?
No, I have job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an airline pilot.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
It's my day off. I get to drink.
I believe that now.
Uh-huh.
I believe that. That's for sure.
And I went to the dentist today and I got the gas, you know? I got some anesthesia, so I'm kind of. I got some happy juice. They said, here, we're going to give you some happy juice. We're going to pull your tooth. They said, yeah.
Is there anything else we can help you with, sir?
Hey, boy, how you doing there, buddy? How you doing, my boy? Yeah.
Well, all right, then.
All right.
We'll catch you later.
Have a good day.
What else you got that I can get? Man, seriously, what's up with government jobs that are a waste? She can't even tell me. I had to pry it out of her to say, she's like, asshole, you're trying to ruin our thing here. We got jobs and we don't really need them. My mom had a job like that, guys. I'm not talking shit about it. People make a living out of it. But it shows an efficiency in municipal government levels in the United States. And now that's part of the problem, too. We like to point the finger at the federal government and even sometimes the state level government. But let's also look at the municipal governments and their burden on the system as a whole. And that's an example of it also. That contributes also. And I don't think enough importance gets put on that in the United States, when it comes to, you know, economic policy and economic theory. Thank you. Off of my soapbox. DJ Hurricane's finger licking good joy. All right, we got a body shop here. Well, let's try to call that Eugene. Hang on. I was in the process of calling him, and she came back to the phone.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error.
You gotta pay your bills, Eugene. Pay your bills. Here's market in the same neighborhood. Korean, maybe? Just a guess. Let's try to find out. My guess is this is a Korean market. Or maybe like Vietnamese. Maybe they have a little Vietnam here. Well, this is in the same general area. And then we'll keep going down what appears to be the more urban culture area of this town here in just a moment. Urban.
Hello.
Hey, honey, baby. How are you? God bless you.
Huh?
God bless you.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Cross. God bless you.
Oh, I know that. Hello.
Hey, God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, God bless you.
Okay, same to you.
Oh, thanks, honey. I hope you have a blessed day. Is this a Korean place or what is this?
No, this is a supermarket.
Oh, but who owns it? Who's Chu?
He the owner.
Is he Korean or what is he? What is
he's Chinese. This is a American supermarket.
Oh, and he's a Chinese person?
Oh,
Wow, man. That's cool. That's like the American dream, man.
Yes.
Pretty soon he's going to own like 3 or 4 of them, you know?
Oh, okay.
And then he'll be on TV commercials on late at night, and this will be like, I'm a jewel. I am a crazy.
Okay, you have a nice day.
He can hold his long salami, and he can wave it around like a sword, like, I am a jewel. Go through my market. This week, he's gone. She's gone. Hey, dialer, oh, man.
Willy Woo had a silly shoe that he liked to wear as a hat. He rubbed his chin and then he shoved it into the asshole of a cat.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Dirty Limericks by Jim Stewart.
All right.
Yeah. I got to get some water, guys. So you guys are going to have to sit tight. I'll try to hurry because I know Dialer has to be back at work by 1 on the clock. You got to be chick tick tock, you know?
Get your water on, sir.
All right. Boom, 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 boom. What's this?
Put in a good word.
All right, here we go. Moving right along. Here's, you said you found numbers, Dialer? Did you send those, or?
I got a whole buttload of numbers. I can give them to you one at a time. I mean, you just got to select your category, and I'll feed them along.
All right, well, what kind of numbers do you have? Oh, Church's Chicken in the Ghetto. Hang on, we got to call Church's Chicken. Hang on.
Hey, yeah. You think you can, I'll be again?
Give me a second. Hang on. I couldn't hear you. What was that, buddy?
You think you can add Bobby again?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me drop him in here again. Plop. There he is. Should be
plop.
Connected shortly. All right. Church's Chicken, man. Best biscuits. But they got to run on their money now. KFC came out with something new. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about KFC bouncing back. Dobby, get away from me. Away from me, cat. I'm not going to feed you now.
Thanks, Churches. How may I help you?
Hey, man. What's up? How you doing?
Fine.
Look, man, KFC's putting a number on you guys. You saw what they got, right?
talking about.
Yeah, they got the boneless meat. They got the boneless chicken now. The boneless dark meat and the boneless white meat.
Oh.
It's good, man. It's good. I'm eating it. I was eating it. Yeah, it's good. So you guys got to step up your game over there, little lady.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, are you the manager?
No, you want to speak to the manager?
Is it a woman?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Church is there speaking.
Ew, your guy.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to talk to the lady. I was trying to holler at someone.
About what?
About the new KFC chicken. It's got no bones. They got boneless chicken. You saw it?
Okay, this is Churches. You know that, right?
Yeah, what's up? You guys got to step up your game. Your game flavor. You know?
Okay.
You got to cut the bones out. Who can you talk to get that done?
I would have to relate it. I'll relate that to somebody, sir. But we'll see about that, okay?
Relay it to your asshole and go take a shit in the toilet. There you go.
I think you need to flush the telephone line now.
All right. All right, so what did you end up with then, Mr. Dialer?
Just take a quick peek into the number machine. First, we have a bunch of hotels that have pools. I thought I could tell them, or you could tell them, that they take a shit in their pool or piss in their pool.
Can you do it? Because I've been doing prank straight here for about 40 minutes or so, and I could use a mental break to recharge. So, yes, let's do that.
Yeah, yes, yes. Let me... I think I can add them to the conference and then just dial from there. Or maybe you have to approve of them.
I approve. It should flash up for me and I'll approve it. Try it.
With your staff of power.
If not, you can paste it in the chat if you can do that. Are you on a smartphone, right?
No. Right now I'm on an Intel Atom netbook.
Okay.
It's very slow.
All right, well, whatever. So it should be able to get you going. I think your internet is your Achilles heel right now, Mr. Dialer, sir.
Bummer. Am I coming in lo-fi?
No, you actually sound good. I'm sorry. Bobby's having trouble on, and he's got a 4G connection.
Yeah, but we're connecting to you.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll wait. All right, here we go. I got it from you. All right, so this is a pool and a hotel that you're going to do. Take it away, Dialer. Sure.
Thank you for calling. Stephanie, how may I help you?
Yes, Stephanie. I would like to use your pool. How much would it cost, please?
Our pool?
Yes, your swimming pool.
It's for guests only.
For guests only, oh.
Right, you'd have to actually rent a room.
What if I were to sneak into your pool? Would I get in trouble?
Yes.
What if I were to sneak in and drop a deuce into the pool? Would I also get in trouble for that? Bitch.
Ew. Hang on, let me fulfill a request here from the chat room. Just a moment.
Members only. God damn it.
Ooh. Jeez.
Huh.
That sounded nasty. I'm trying again.
Thank you for calling. Stephanie, how may I help you?
Yeah, I've been sneaking in there and peeing in the pool for over a month now, so whatever. I want to make sure there's no problem with me if you have cameras and stuff, because listen, I came out of the closet and I'm living on the streets now. Hello.
We're having so much fun. Apparently that's not allowed at that hotel.
Yeah. Peeing, man. Peeing.
Pee on the driver, and pee on the seat, and pee on the steering wheel, and the stick shift, and pee on the dashboard, and pee on the maps.
Yeah. Isn't that what the guy... Yeah. That's what they always say that a lot to him. Like, the Indians are like, okay. And then they get mad and say, motherfucker. Yeah, good times. Jim Stewart, you know, he's really down lately. He's saying he wants to pack it all up, man. He got into that again where he wants to pack up his prank call game. I'm trying to convince him not to. He's on the fence machine. We gotta do something. Maybe we should pass around a card, get him a gift certificate somewhere?
Yes, Dan.
Home Depot.
Yes. Get some light bulbs.
He He get himself a gas grill with it. All right. That's useful stuff. Judd and Black is looking, never mind. We don't have a phone number for that one here. A heating company is looking for an experienced HVAC tech with installation knowledge for residential and commercial applications. All right. And they're accepting phone calls. This was last week, but who knows, man? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Again, explaining that I did not grab the Sunday paper this week. I was absent-minded. However, I do have many more sources of numbers.
Booked Chateau knows.
Hello.
Hey, do you have this position for HVAC motherfuckers to come for installations and whatnot?
Okay.
Yeah, I like to come down and see about doing an application and shit on that. Is the position still open there?
He's still taking applications, yes.
Hell yeah. My name is Carl Sanders. I'm an expert in everything. I know how it is and what it should be.
Okay.
I like to just kick the air conditioning unit and I say, you motherfucker, you. Carl Sanders, everybody, expert at everything.
Now, listen here, you motherfucker.
Listen here, you motherfucker. Air conditioner, motherfucker.
Hello, meeting.
I say, listen here, you air conditioner, motherfucker. I'll kick the shit out of you. All right. Oh, man. All right. Take it easy there, Carlitos. Getting a little out of hand here. Looking here, let's see. Casino resort, no phone number. That would have been a good one. Resort jobs. I wonder if it gets, you know... Apply, like, say you're calling about it for a resort job, and because that I think that's like a dream job, right? For some reason, that's a job I've always said would be a dream job is the blackjack dealer, man.
Oh, yeah,
no one fucks with the black. Everyone was like, what's up, blackjack dealer? You know, what's up, man? Hey, man, yeah, hit me, man. You know, no one gets mad at the blackjack dealer, he just follows the formula that the house sets. That's all he does. You can't get mad at him. You know,
you fold, sir.
You can crack a few jokes and stuff, you know. That's a great job, dude. I've known some pretty cool blackjack dealers. They've wiped me out of a lot of money, but there's always a good old time on the cruise ship with the blackjack dealer and the crowd and this and that.
Oh, just before you continue, I just wanted to let you know that I have a bunch of... Oh, there we go.
No, a bunch of... Go ahead.
People's phone numbers who complained about different things like Campbell Soup and Hertz rental and...
Oh, yeah. Send them in, motherfucker. Yeah. Send them in. All right. Hell yeah. Put those in, as I like that shit. If you got a Twitter name that I can look at, you know?
Definitely phone numbers.
That last lady from the driving company from the last week's show, wow, that was fun.
You have reached Human Resources. We are either away from our desk.
Even resources my ass. One person who answers the phone for the job.
Human Resources, this is Kim.
Hey, how you doing there, Big Kim?
Good.
Good. Are you hiring for blackjack dealer motherfuckers right now?
We are not.
God damn it. Do you have blackjack there at all? Do you have them tables and shit? Or what do you got?
Yeah, we have blackjack tables.
All right. Now, how often do you hire motherfuckers there for blackjack dealer and all that? I got experience.
Just as they're needed. It's not really known when we're going to have openings.
No. So is there a list I can get? Can I come down and just interview, not just expecting a job, but just so maybe someone can get to know who the hell I am?
You can look on our website to see what kind of openings we have.
Who's the hiring motherfucker there? Can I talk to him?
There's a group of us who will look at the resumes.
Hell yeah. Is there a man? Who's the man, though? You know, you're the lady. Is there a man I can talk to?
No.
Damn it. Well, I'm Carl Sanders. I'm the expert at everything. I used to be a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas, big time, motherfucker. Yep. I used to sneak a beer in here and there between shifts and stuff, you know, between, you know, first shift, second shift. I worked three shifts sometimes in a row, and I'd sneak in a couple beers in between shifts. Loosened up a little bit. I had a whole stand-up routine. I had flashcards I bring down to the table, and I was like, hey, I don't write them. I just tell them. You know, I had the joke, you know, a white man, a Puerto Rican, and down to a bar. I had that joke. Shit. I'm recalling my youth because I had a lot of my fellow students in elementary school came from families that talk just like that. I was the first minority up until like the third grade. Then there was a massive influx of Puerto Ricans coming in. And I was like, haha, fuck with me now, you dumb white people.
Far out, man.
Yeah, man.
That's tight, man. Tight shit.
I'm calling him back. You talk to them, Tyler. Casino. Fuck it. All right, did you send some complainers there? Looks like you did.
Yeah.
All right, let me maximize that up here. Okay.
I don't reckon they're too old.
You don't reckon? Good.
It
looks like we got a security company, we got the car rental place, we got the soup company. All right. Bad review? All right, cool. For a soup. Waited 45 minutes. Now that it is made clear, my number is what? Okay. I think she tried to call customer service, I guess. I was on hold. Whatever. Fuck it. Let's see what her problem is. Let's call and find out.
If you say it more than once, then you're a flaming dunce.
Hi. Thanks for calling company. We always enjoy talking with people about our soup, and we're glad to hear from you. This is a great place to talk with our customer service people or get answers to your questions. And when you talk with one of us, your call might be monitored or recorded.
So that's the customer, that's the soup place. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's cool. Maybe I'll call that in the future. Here's the actual complainer. Never mind, I called the wrong one. I was wondering why it was an 800 number.
Found some rat feces in my soup.
Do you think it's normal? I think it's normal in that town I've been calling the same motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, this one's for a grilled sub machine. It says, I've taken my motherfucking family out, family of seven, to this place, and the service was average, but when I returned the, and it says my number, okay, I don't get it all. When you paste it like that, I get the dot, dot, dot. Can't expand it, but I get the gist. I see. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he gets the gist.
I get the gist. If you want to do one, let me know. I'm sorry.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the...
Whatever.
Customer cell complainer.
Delta Airlines. Boston Herald. The Barreled, as it's called. Proactive customer review. Here we go. For those who have pimples.
That's facial cream.
So disappointed with a proactive customer service, and I want it corrected. Man, wow. Very rude. Where is this from? Is this from the the Better Business Bureau? Is this where you're getting it, or what's...
No, it's reviews.gethuman.com.
And people put their phone numbers? That's really stupid, man.
No, I was looking specifically for stupid people using special search queries.
I get it. Awesome, dude. Good work, young man.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Ralph. I'm calling from Proactive Customer Service, Legal Department. I understand you have a problem, that you're disappointed with our quality, world-class products.
I have a problem? No, maybe you got the wrong number.
Do you have a problem with Proactive customer stuff? You had a problem with their facial cream? You don't like?
No, not me. I've been using Proactive for years.
But you said you were disappointed with it and you wanted to correct it. What happened?
I said I was disappointed with it? When?
Yeah, you said that recently and our computer machine found this negative review and we're very concerned.
Oh, that must have been like months ago when I had went to a mall and I bought one out of the machine, like a kiosk machine.
Yeah, we know what happened. Yeah, and it didn't work. Yeah, you know.
Well, it worked. It just gave me two of them. It took two of them out of my debit card instead of one. I only bought one. That's what the problem was.
You know
what
happened was we reviewed the tape, the camera feed from the machine, and we saw that you paid for one, but then you reached your hand up there and you were able to shake down a second one because the inventory that night when it settled, the computer machine settled to the main master computer, it saw that one of them, it was short one product. So you tried to take away an extra one and that's why you got charged twice.
No, I ain't trying to take anything because you can't even stick your hand anywhere. You can't even reach your hand. I'm 6 foot tall, so, I mean, all you can do is get it out of the kiosk.
You were kicking the machine and everything. You kicked it. You cursed at it. You said mother
effer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You said mother effer.
Honey, you got the wrong person.
You said mother effer, son of a B-I-T-C-H. You said it and everything, and you kicked it, and it shook it down.
No, I ain't cursing nothing because I don't even curse.
Yeah, well,
you got the wrong person.
When you stole it, and now I found out they credited it to you, and they should not have. Oh, man.
Please leave your message for...
No, I will not do any such thing. Instead, I will call the next... I'm going to call this soup one here. Let's see if we get an answer this time around. Is this the bus driver Big Ryan ass? That wasn't her.
Your call has been...
Okay, no answer there. Let me go to the car rental machine here. No specific on it other than her name, which is Nicole, and her phone number and her email. Apparently, she is upset with the rental car.
It's always credit.
Always a problem. Always the women have a problem, a complaint.
Perhaps they don't know to update the vehicle properly, eh?
Hello?
Hey, how are you there? I'm calling from rental car. Legal department machine.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling from I'm calling from the rental department legal machine.
Your what?
From rental car legal department machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you had a complaint, you have a problem or something? What's the matter?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but we found these negative comments you made on the internet about our organization. We found them. Do you understand?
We found them. They weren't
allowed. Well, they came up on a search. We have a computer that searches for negative words about our company, and it found what you said. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to sue
you.
We're going to sue you, honey, baby.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're going to get sued for every penny you have. Oh, I guess we're not going to get anything, are we?
Whatever. Guess not.
Because she hung up, that's why. Honey boo-boo.
No room for a finger in that one.
Honey boo-boo.
Happy boo-boo.
Please leave your message for...
Honey boo boo. All right, no answer there. Someone was trying to call in twice. They left a voicemail. Let me play that real quick. See if it's the police. It's a 2-second voicemail with nothing being said on it.
Pussies.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Totally. So, no answer there. We will continue on here. Oh, that was the proactive lady.
Uh-huh.
Calling back, was it? Yeah.
You're doing a banner grab on your ass.
Let me call her back. No answer.
I have some more interesting numbers for you, if you'd like.
Yeah, do that.
These are the numbers that employees call when they have a problem or if they see something bad going on that they want to report.
Oh, yeah. Snitch lines. Oh, that's awesome. Hang on, I'm doing this one and we'll do that. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I am a little upset at the situation here.
What?
You made negative. I'm the on-call lead attorney for the Boston Herald, customer relations.
Excuse me, I don't even get the Herald. You must have the wrong number. You're calling a cell phone and that.
You said you wanted to fix the spelling and death notices, and no one works on the weekend. You said something really rude and mean and nasty on the internet, and our department that handles our reputation found it. And we're very upset that you would say.
Well, I was very upset that the name was spelt wrong. You're talking about my father's death notice. It was 8 months ago.
You said they were so mean and nasty. You're like, they won't fix it, and I'm trying to call, and no one's there on the weekend. Of course no one's there on the weekend, honey. No one's there on the weekend.
Okay, well, you know what? You're wasting my minutes right now. I'm very disgusted with you. I would never get the Herald again in my life. Thank you.
We're not white trash. Shit. Oh, man.
5 minutes, damn it. I'm on track phone.
Who the fuck? She must have an Obama phone. Because it has minutes. Who else? Hey. Yeah, unless you got a prepaid phone or a government charity phone, who else is using minutes out there right now, right?
Contracts.
No one cares about minutes. Do you care about minutes?
No.
See?
Because I use prepaid. No, you know what? Those unlimited plans are hard to come by unless you pay out the ass.
See, I'm grandfathered in with T-Mobile. I've been with them for a good 8 years now, so I get the deal. More than that, I've been with T-Mobile for like 10 years now. Yeah, I started with them in 2003, so I'm pretty, I got a cheap plan. But I'm going to get their new jump plan, man, because you can upgrade your phone twice a year and it has no contracts. It's great. I'll pay a little extra just to get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Walmart Associate Hotline, do you know what I want to do? I want to bust some unions, motherfucker. Is Bob? Did you hear from Bobby at all? Bob, Robert.
He's a little sore right now.
Oh, poor Bob's. Well, hopefully he'll join us. I'm going to be on for a little bit longer.
I pasted his cell in there so you can call him up.
Anarchy in the
Thank
USA.
You for calling the Associates Information Line. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
During the course of this call, you will be asked to enter the last 4 digits of your social security number and your birth date. This information will be used to confirm your identity.
Oh, come on.
Please enter the last 4 digits of your social security number.
No.
Please listen carefully to the available options before making your selection. Please enter.
Never hurts to ask where the operator
is. I'm sorry, but I'm unable to complete your call at this time. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, whoops. Lost dialer. Let me call him back. I hit the wrong button. Scrolling up. Doop 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 fart fart. All right, hey man, sorry about that. I hit the
jump
wrong
this time.
I hit the wrong number. Let me call Bobby's cell phone. Better idea. Call his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
False.
Yeah, we'll try him again later, or have him call. He's got the number.
Thank you for calling my... Yes, to continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, dime... If you are calling the retail staffing center with a question about employment at... Please press 1. For all other questions, press 2.
For password reset or other IT issues, press 1.
No.
For benefits, including... For password reset
Come
or
on.
Other IT issues, press 1. For benefits, including medical, dental, 401k, or employee stock purchase plan.
All right, let's call their IT.
If you're a store associate needing help with a password reset or X-based custom
IT support line for the technology support desk, press 1.
God damn.
Your call may be recorded for training and quality assurance.
Four options.
Para servicio en español, oprima el número 8.
Five options.
If your store is experiencing a complete power outage, all registers down, or all PCs down, press 1 to be
ready. Six or so options.
You have reached the store emergency hotline. If your store is not experiencing a site-wide emergency, please press pound to be returned to the main menu.
Seven options.
Or use the NCR POS terminals with Telexon portable terminals, symbol
We realize that you have an emergency situation and require immediate assistance. Your call is first in line and will be answered as quickly as possible.
Thanks for calling the IT support.
Hey, boy, how are you?
What's the nature of your emergency?
How you doing, boy?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
God damn it. This terminal over here isn't working, and I got about four people in line right now. They're all upset. It says PC load letter 12.
Okay. Is that on a printer? What are we talking about?
On the computer machine, it says PC load letter 12, and if I hit the keys, it goes... Like that, it goes, meh. And it doesn't, you know, when it goes like that, it goes, meh.
Okay, what?
That's what I saw.
What's your store number?
And so, like, hang on, then it keeps going further, because then I got mad and I started slapping the register around the terminal, and I yanked out the Telxon terminal, you know, that part. And the UPC scanner, the symbol UPC scanner, I threw it. I skidded it across the floor. Hello?
Okay, what's your store number?
I'm in the bathroom right now, and I'm afraid they're going to come in. Because I got to figure out how to fix it. Can you help me out, please?
I can get you to the department that can help you, but I first need to get some information from you. What's your store number?
Oh, man. Hang on. I've only been here for like 2 weeks. It's in Savannah, Georgia. It's the Pooler. Let me look at my papers here. Hang on. I got papers and it has it. I just got to look up the papers first. In the meantime, is there a quick way that I can fix the situation? Because I'm going to be in big trouble. They said they were going to call the police and everything on me already.
Who said that?
The employee who saw me. I got mad and I started slapping the register. And I pulled out the printer terminal and I threw it. And I threw the scanning, the little hand scanning gun, you know, the scanning thing.
You don't work for...
No.
Okay, this is a store support line.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling you, because I just did this, and not in the front of the store. It was around in the middle part. There's some registers in there, like around where the paint is and the toilet stuff.
We're here to support store employees.
Look, this is the register. I started slapping and hitting it. I said, "You motherfucker, you!" And I started hitting it. Then I took the UPC scanner and I threw it, and it broke. And I have it here, and every time I try to hit the buttons, it goes like that. And I just want to fix it, because they said if I don't fix it, I'm gonna have to pay for it, and I don't have the money, so they're gonna call the police. They said if I don't fix it.
Well, sir, I'm only here to support the store employees. We're not here to help with the general public. If you can have somebody from the store call, we can help them troubleshoot the problem.
Can't you just tell me, how do I fix this? How do I put this in the right mode? They said it won't go on the mode. They said it won't go on the mode. That's what was his complaint. It was this,
I can't assist you, sir.
He said it won't go on the mode. All right. It says on the back there's a sticker, and it says store number, and it has your phone number also there. That's the number I call. And it says your phone number that I called, and it has a store number, it says. And then there's a serial number here. Is that what you're looking for?
No, sir. If you are not a store employee...
It's the store number is...
I am not here to assist you.
God damn it.
I'm a store employee.
Okay, I'm a store. And my store number is 6367. Son of a bitch. Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Cross, Eddie Cross. Please, I can't go to jail, man. Come on, help me out.
What extension are you calling from, Eddie?
I'm calling from my cell phone.
Okay, what's the number?
Hang on. I'd rather not give that to you because I'm a little afraid that you're... I just need the help.
What's your job title at the store?
Paint man. Paint machine, you know? And that I do that, you know? And sweeping. Hello.
I'm still here, Eddie.
Yeah.
Paint man. What register number was it that this was at?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at the register. That's where the paint machine is. And I said, you mother effer, like that. I said, you motherfucker, you. And I slapped the machine. I slapped it. And I pulled the keyboard and I slammed it on the ground. And I was fighting with my wife.
Okay, so are you or are you not an employee there at the store?
I am, of course, yes. And I need help.
Okay.
Can you tell me how to put the thing in mode? The mode, it says PC load letter right now, and whenever I hit it, it goes like that.
I'm not even sure what piece of equipment you're talking about.
It's a scanning thing or something. It's making noise right now. It's making a noise. Can you determine what it is?
Well,
I think it's a printer, son of a bitch.
Well, this is not an emergency phone call. You got me
yes,
on the
emergency. Yes, it is, because they said they're going to call the police. It's an emergency to me. Listen, I don't work here, okay? I'll tell you the truth. I need help.
Emergency phone call for us is that the store is experiencing an outage, and you are not an employee.
It's an outage. It's not working. Nothing.
I'm going to have to release this phone call.
No,
I'm sorry.
I command you to help me. Releasing the phone call. We lost Dialer because Dialer had to go back to work. Ha ha, Dialer, suck a dick. All right, let's continue on showing the show. He's about as useful as a lemon slice in a Dutch oven. I was thinking about that recently, Big Ryan. Good for you, Gold Star. And let's see what else we got. All right, I got to feed. These cats are starting to bother me. I got to feed them some cat food so they'll leave me the fuck alone. So I'm going to play a prank call here real quick while I go do that. I apologize. This one's called I'm Reticent to Answer. It's from last year. It's a pretty good prank call. Enjoy.
Scratch.
I thought you'd be closed by now.
Yes, we are. But I still answer the phone because a lot of times my employees need things from me. I'm sorry?
What things?
I can't hear you.
Direct deposit, is it happening tomorrow?
Direct deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me if direct deposit's happening here?
Yeah, do you guys do direct deposit there?
We do.
Okay. So is it going to hit tomorrow?
We got paid last week. We don't get paid this week. Who's this?
This is Cross. I'm a customer.
Do we do direct deposit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of the employees opt to, some of the employees don't.
All right, that's cool, yeah. So next week I can get a direct deposit?
Next week you can get a direct deposit?
Can I?
I'm confused. Are you discussing banking matters as a customer? I don't understand.
Yeah, I am.
Are you an employee that wishes to get direct deposit from us?
No, I'm a customer.
You're a customer?
Uh-huh, yeah. I was wondering if you guys have direct deposit this week or next week or not.
Well, I don't understand why I'm releasing our financial information to a customer.
It's for an investment. Do you guys do the ADP card also? Or do you just
No, we don't do anything like that.
Paychecks? Paper checks also or just direct deposit?
Yeah, I don't really understand the nature of this call, but if you want to call back tomorrow and talk to the general manager, that'd be all right.
This is all supposed to be public information. I don't understand why you're withholding it. You could be getting in some trouble.
Because I usually don't get phone calls of this nature, and I'm reticent to answer due to the fact that I don't know if it's public or private information. I'd really have to check with the ownership.
No, it is public. It says it on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable taking this phone call, sir, with all due respect. But please have a nice night.
Do you have a papers? Well, please have a nice night. Okay, good.
Hey.
Big words. He said reticent. Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm back, but I really want to hear the rest of this prank call. So bear with me for the next 4 minutes and 8 seconds while we listen to that. Sorry. I'm just a lazy guy. And it's a daytime show. I do what I want.
Hey, wow, man. That's threw me for a loop. Like when Zolar said Umbridge once, and I was like, what the fuck?
Where are you learning? Fred.
Yeah. Just say, do you have the papers there?
Do I have what papers here?
Well, you know when someone gets hired, you give them certain papers like rules and the W-2 and all that?
Sure, we keep those here.
Yeah, I want some copies of those.
I'm sorry?
I want to come by and get some copies of those. I know you're closed, but maybe I could be there in like 5 minutes. You give me some copies
of
those.
No, I'm not doing anything like that. Sorry, I'm not releasing any information or payroll information to anyone.
What about the insurance information there?
No, I'm not releasing any information about the way this business is run to anyone. I'm sorry.
I got hurt there, and you're supposed to give me the insurance information. I demand this right now. I'm making a claim.
No, I don't answer to demands like that because I don't understand. I don't have the legal ramifications to know whether or not that's public information.
Listen, I know you're
try tomorrow.
You're using big words, but I command you to give me this right now, or I'm going to hold you responsible.
Responsible with whom?
What's your name?
My name's Jim, and we're closed, so, I mean, that's what I don't understand.
Well, you're answering the
information
phone. Listen,
me. I don't know who this is, what information you're looking for.
Listen, sir, I'm the attorney here, and this is a Freedom of Information Law request, and you were required to give this to my client.
That's right.
I cannot understand what you're saying, and I cannot really understand or grasp what you're saying, but
I fell down. Listen,
call for the owner.
I fell down in the parking lot, okay? This happened. I fell down in the parking lot earlier today after I was there. And I'm holding you people responsible. I need to get these papers and information for my lawsuit against you. I've got my attorney on the line, and this is all Freedom of Information Act information.
We don't even have a parking lot, sir.
This is in my parking lot. After I ate there, I fell down outside.
We don't have a parking lot.
What's your name? I'm running you down in his dais. What is your name?
I'm sorry, man. This doesn't sound like anything I need to deal with. This sounds like something the owner needs to deal with.
What's your Social Security number?
Yeah, I'm not giving you that.
What are the last four numbers?
Sorry, man.
You give me the last four numbers.
Unless I have your information, I'm not releasing any information.
Listen, my social is 9383 is my last four numbers.
I don't want to know your social, sir. I don't want to know your
9383.
Social. 9383. I don't know who this is, and I don't know what this is about, but I think this is something the owner needs to deal with.
3247993838.
I don't want to know your social security number, sir.
I just gave it to you. Now you have to give me yours.
No, I don't have to give you I don't have to give you anything, sir.
Did you get
so you're required by law to give him your social security number?
No, I'm not required by law to give anyone my social security number over the phone.
You are too. For a lawsuit, you
send
are.
Send a cop. Send a cop down here. Send a cop down here. I'm talking to the cop.
This guy is complicit. He's invasive. He's not giving you the information required. This guy needs to be on the lawsuit too, sir.
Yes, he does.
Well, I don't understand. You know, if I got someone telling me I need to do something over the phone and I don't have any paperwork to prove that I need to do this, then I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be part of a lawsuit.
Well, you
I don't
are.
Know who this
is. There's no excuse for evasion of the law, sir.
Listen,
I'm not evading the law. If you get a cop here to tell me I'm evading the law, I'll speak to an officer, but I'm not speaking to some guy on the phone demanding I give him my Social Security number.
Morgan told us to call in.
I'm sorry?
Morgan and Tim both told us to call in and get this information from you.
Who did?
Morgan and Tim, both of them.
All right, hang on one sec here.
Thank you.
Morgan!
This guy is resisting interrogation. That is definitely illegal.
Shut up, milkman.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail box for the employee hotline. If you would leave your name and number.
Oh, crap. No answer there. Had a good idea for that. Here's compliance instead. Let's try that. Compliance machine.
Hello, and thank you for calling the employee compliance hotline. For English, press 1. If you are a guest calling to report a concern related to customer service or food quality, please contact us at 1. For English, press 1. If you are a guest, you have selected to report an employee-related concern. This line will be answered by a third-party operators who do not directly work for. Please know that anonymous reports are permitted. However, providing your name will allow human resources representative to contact you directly if additional information is needed to help us resolve your concern. After gathering the necessary information from you, a summary of your report will be provided to human resources representative for further handling. Please stand by for an operator to take your call. We will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling the governance hotline. May I have the name of the company your call's in reference to, please?
This is in reference to 18th Street, man. Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. You said.
Yeah.
All right. How can I help you? How can I help you today?
This guy's staying anonymous, right?
If you choose to, yes.
All right. Well, what I found out was like the employees are planning to revolt and start a union here. And then they were gonna take the manager on a busy day, on a weekend, and they were gonna pull his pants down from behind, and embarrass him, and they were gonna tell him to kneel down in front of all the customers and all the employees, and they were gonna tell him they're gonna read him this statement that we the employees. We the employees are going to unionize, and this store now belongs to the people, like that, it says.
All right. And what store number do you work at?
Store number 4494.
4494. And do you know the city and state it's in?
I don't want to say. 4494.
You don't want to give the city?
No.
I have to ask. This do you want to give the address where the store is at?
No, this isn't a clean line.
Oh, okay.
They could be, the union could be listening on this line, on my line. The union could be, put that down. I'm afraid the union is listening on my line. I'm going to step into the bathroom because I'm afraid that they're going to see that I'm, hang on. Give me a second, all right? I'm stepping into the bathroom.
Sure, no problem at all.
Okay. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Okay.
And you said that the employees, they are planning to start a union. Any employees in particular or all the employees?
All the employees are going to turn on the manager.
Okay. And when did you hear them talking about starting a union? When was this?
This was yesterday.
I'm sorry, sir?
Yesterday.
You said yesterday?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to come to the bathroom.
So that's fine. You said that they also were going to take the manager on a weekend trip. And a weekend trip where?
They were going to, on a busy weekend here at work.
I'm sorry?
On a busy weekend. A busy weekend.
Sir, I just have to apologize for a moment and stop you for a second, sir. Like, I understand, like, you know, you don't want to be around other people, but there's a lot of echo in your phone, and I can't understand what you're saying. Is there any way you could possibly go outside or go to another room?
Hang on. Is that better?
Yes, it is. So you said that they were going to take the manager where?
They're going to, here in the store, they're going to pull his pants down, leave his underwear on, and they're going to embarrass him, and they were going to make him kneel down, and they said, we have a statement, and they're going to tell him We, the employees, declare that this is now a union store, and this store belongs to the people, and everyone's going to say, like, hip, hip, hooray, and they're going to change their shirts into the union t-shirt right there. And they're going to say, hey, everybody, the food is on the house, and the games are on the house. Gonna say,
okay, and when you heard the employees told you this?
Yeah, and then they're gonna walk out.
Okay,
that's the problem.
Have you reported this to anyone in human resources or management?
Yeah, they said they were gonna take a picture of the manager and put it on the internet, and they're gonna make up a story that he was giving fellatio and stuff like that.
Have you reported this information to anyone in human resources or management?
No, I'm afraid, because the union's taken over. They've got people in human resources and everything.
All right. Yellow pen and piece of paper, so I'll provide you with the report number and a pen code for the information we'll submit for you today.
All right, go ahead.
The report number is CEE-130-827-02. And then your private code is going to be 43488. You'll need to refer to that report number and private code for any future communications about this report. And you can call us back any time to check to see if the company responds to your concerns.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you.
All right, you have a great day, sir.
All right, goodbye. All right, there you go, guys. More In the Toilet prank calls. That's where we keep it on this show. In the Toilet, guys.
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
All right. Continuing on with the Madhouse Radio Show here, I am going to do a few more prank calls. Just a few.
Delicious again, Peter.
A small number of them. And that's it. So don't get yourselves too comfortable. I'll be kicking you out in just a moment. Now let me see if I can find the ghetto again here. That's where the McDonald's is. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Church is chicken. Yeah, this is the area. There's Hairstyles by Solomon. Hairstyles by Solomon. I don't know if it's barbershop or woman salon.
May I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum. Is this for man or woman?
This is for, it's a unisex salon.
You know what? Unisex? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know sex. Yeah.
Narrow it down. Press one.
What's that? What was that?
Hello?
What's that? What's that noise? What's that other phone going on?
I mean, who do you want to talk to?
Yeah, are you listening to your voicemails over there on your cell phone?
No.
Oh, it sounds like someone's listening to their messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me hear, like, who you got? Who's calling?
No, I'm trying to find out what we can do for you.
Oh, I mean, if it's unisex, I can come down there and the women have their nice breasts, like sexual organs and all that.
Nah, I'm sorry. You got the wrong salon. You probably need to look in the phone book and get one of those.
I want a nice,
all right,
pretty
bye-bye.
Girl. A pretty girl, you know? Oh, stupid. Pump and pantry, yeah. I'll pump and I'll pantry. I'll give them pump and pantry just a moment here. Probably do one more call after this one we're going to do here before ending the show for the afternoon, motherfucker. Because I would like to watch some Netflix before I go to sleep for the day. This is Dan Fox. Hey, this is Patton Fox.
Who?
This is Patton Fox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you have cards there?
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, do you have drinks there, like alcoholic beers and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I might come down and get some of that.
Oh, you know, okay.
Because I drink a lot of beer. Oh, I like to come down and I pull down my pants and I say, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Anyway, that's what happened to Death Fox. Apparently, he went to a grocery store and he started saying, look at this to the cashiers. He didn't say, oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Pat and this is Pat and Fox. This is Pat and Fox. That's, dude, guys, when he called, when Pat and Fox, when Mr. Death Fox did all that bullshit with the chat room and all that, he called me and Milkman, and for a whole hour, it was just him saying, I don't understand. I don't know why you're mad. I don't know why you don't want to merge the chat rooms because this is more people. I don't know why. And finally, it was like, shut the fuck up. And then Milkman and me started yelling at him, saying, we don't want to talk about it anymore. The answer's no. Leave us the fuck alone. That's when that started. Anyway. Am I done? Let me see if I see a... Here's the last one. Savannah Checkers Club. I have no idea what that is. Checkers Club. And let's see what's up with them. Motherfucker. The game is chess, not checkers. No answer there. Hey, guess what? I'm done. Everybody, thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to tune in Thursday night for Madhouse Radio here at madhouselive.com, phonelosers.org, or on blueplanetprankradio.com. Yeah, that's the one. Thanks to all two of those other stations for having us on. We will release the station, those stations now to the regularly scheduled rotations. Bye, guys.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6
ML.